The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio.
In a world where jobs are how most people make money, one man, one desire, one challenge dares to break the mold. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where we don't work for money. Money works for us. Coming soon, viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network. I'm your host, Bill Manicero, and this is a show where 50-plussers and anybody else who wants to join us get solid, no-sales-pitch real estate investing advice to help generate real cash flow. This podcast airs twice weekly on Mondays and Fridays, and if you aren't already a subscriber, go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, type in Old Dog, spelled D-A-W-G, find our podcast, and subscribe. Well, I am totally stoked about today. We have a returning guest, great friend, a guy that I just respect so highly. He was last on our show. I didn't realize this. I was kind of looking up to see when was the last. And he was on the show October 24th, 2016. I cannot believe it. It's been like 4 years. Who I'm talking about is somebody, I'm sure you'll know his name. His name is Rod Cleef. And Rod is an entrepreneur, real estate investor, multiple business owner, author, mentor, and community philanthropist who is passionate about business, life, success, and giving back. As one of the country's top real estate trainers, Rod has personally owned and managed over 2,000 properties. So I am so excited to welcome you back, Rod. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, old friend.
Do you allow 60-plus people on the show is what I want to know. I just turned 60 earlier this year. It's great to be back on your show, my friend. And let's have some fun today. We're in crazy times right now. And so we talked before we started recording about talking about focus and mindset and just how important directing those things are right now. And so, if you don't mind, let me take a minute for those that didn't suffer through our first interview and just give a little bit of my background.
Yes,
it'll create some context for what we're going to talk about next.
And bring me up to date too, because a lot's happened in those 4 years with you. So yeah.
Super. All right. You got it. So guys, if you haven't heard me before, I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old. So I want to say a little bit about my story only because it ties into what we're going to talk about next. And so I immigrated. We didn't have much. I immigrated from the Netherlands, from Holland, in 1966. And I was 6 years old with my brother, Albert, my mother's Vancha. And we ended up in Denver, Colorado, where I lived the next 30 years. And we didn't have much growing up. In fact, I wore clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school until I could get a job and lie about my age to get a job at Burger King when I was 14 and buy my own clothes. But, you know, but I knew I wanted more. And luckily, my mom had a strong work ethic. And she bought the house across the street from us. So she babysat kids. And she bought the house across the street from us with her babysitting money when I was about 14. And she paid about $30,000. And when I was 17, she told me I'd gone up $20,000 in her sleep. And I'm like, what? You made $20,000, you didn't do anything? And so I said, forget college, I'm getting into real estate. So I got into real estate. You know, fast forward to today, I've owned a couple thousand houses, as well as, quite a few apartment complexes. And in 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept, okay, instead of my mom's $20,000. My net worth went up $17 million. Now, there's a punchline, and I said the number. In 2008, I lost $50 million, okay, and ooh. I lost that $17 million and a whole lot more. And so one of the things, and this is why I wanted to bring this up, because it ties into what's happening right now out there. There's a lot of fear, and I frankly think that we're headed for a reckoning. I really do, and I don't think it's something to fear. I think it's something to anticipate and prepare for. But you know, I really believe that we're going to have some pain in this country, and it's sad, but it's already happening. But I think it's going to get much worse, certainly as soon as the stimulus stops. And so, you know, should you be fearful? Should you be stressed out? Now, I'm going to tell you that if you're focused on CNN and ABC and NBC and even Fox, yeah, you're going to be fearful, because their job is not to inform you, the news. It's there to startle you and scare you. And so right now, if you're listening to Bill, you're a leader, and this country needs leaders right now. And so I just want to implore you, because you know, let me bring you up to speed, Bill. So yes, I lost $50 million in 2008, and I talked to you in 2016, and I was just getting going again. You know, started my podcast, and I just shared with you, we've exceeded 8 million downloads, which I'm really proud of, and I've got now 400 or 500 students, and I do live events and, you know, coaching, and I love life. I love what I'm doing right now. I've got a wall behind me with literally hundreds of thank you cards from students that have been impacted by my work since I met you, Bill, which is really kind of cool. And,
that's awesome.
You know, we bought 1,000 doors with our students last year, and we're actively buying. We're closing on another 500 doors by between this week and next. And I'm back financially, but going through that on the negative side of it is really kind of deja vu-ish right now, because, again, I feel like we're headed for some pain in this country. I don't believe you can have 45, 46 million people in unemployment and not have a lot of businesses go under, not have a lot of real estate get impacted. You know, I referenced an article that I read, a research study that was done by CoStar, who owns LoopNet.com. It was just about 6 to 8 weeks ago. And they had basically indicated that in their analysis, they identified 13,000 commercial CMBS loans that they anticipate going into default and not being able to recover from that default. And so, you know, that's just the CMBS side of things. And I know in the last few years, and maybe you saw this too, Bill, there were a lot of skinny deals being done. I mean, we were in best and final, you know, when you're in the final offer process for a deal, and we paid what we thought was a fair, or offered what we thought was a fair price. And then we see some of these prices that these things ultimately trade for, and we're just scratching our heads. And so, you know, I know that there's going to be some upset. So should you be afraid? No, you should not, because with crisis comes opportunity. But the key here is to direct your focus, because if you know, wherever you focus, whatever you focus on is going to grow. And so, you know, if you're focused on negative, if you're focused on the news, it's going to just grow and you're going to become more and more fearful and stressed. But if you focus on what it is that you want and reassociate with what you want. And by the way, at my live events, now I'm doing them by live stream, I take people through a goal setting process. And that's the first thing we do, because how the heck are you ever going to get what you want if you don't know what it is, right? And so if you want to see that, I did it on my Rod Cleef official Facebook page. I've got two Facebook pages. It's on the Rod Cleef official page. If you like that, and then you go to January 1st, you'll see that I spent an hour and a half going through this goal setting process – with music. You can download a free guide that I offer, so you can go follow along with me. And it's, I call it really goal setting on steroids. But that's the first piece. You have to know what it is you want. So if you're one of these people that's been impacted by this craziness, this COVID craziness, then and maybe you have to innovate. Maybe you have to pivot. Maybe you have to, you know, reinvent yourself. But the only way to do that is to get associated with what you want. So that you know, you get up early, you stay up late, you do whatever the heck you have to do to thrive through what's coming instead of just survive. And so, again, if you want me to guide you through that process, or, you know, I'm doing another 2-day boot camp. I don't know when's this episode going to air, Bill? Do you know?
It's going to be in August.
It's going to be in August. Okay. Well, I do these, you know, I was on track to have 700 or 800 people at a live event in Orlando in May. And we all know what happened with that. So I'm doing live stream events now, and I don't sell anything. It's just a 2-day event. I've got one coming up the end of July, but the next one I think is in October. But, you know, if you want to just, you know, have me guide you through this goal setting process, go to my Rod Cleef official page, and I know you'll get a lot out of the process. So there's that. So you got to know what you want. But then the thing is you really have to stand guard at the door to your mind. You've got to bring in the good stuff. I do these little clips on my podcast every week called Own Your Power. In fact, this week's clip was about 100% ownership of your life. And so they're only 6 minutes. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, not into multifamily real estate, which is my, you know, kind of my vehicle, but they'll motivate you. And, but there's, you know, forget me. There's so much incredible content on YouTube and on podcasts, but you've got to bring in the good stuff. And you know, even today, I hate to even bring this up, but like today, some man is walking. Yeah, it was in the cover. It was on CNN. The man walking his daughter on the street in New York, and his little 6-year-old daughter, and he got shot down. And it's like they had a video of it. And it's like, you know, you can bring in that stuff, and that's what's going to get bigger. That's whatever you focus on is going to get bigger. And horrific stuff like that. There's so much of it going on right now, you know, with you know, the Black Lives Movement and all these things that, you know, that are frankly horrific, and it's so easy to get sucked into them. But I'm going to tell you guys, if you direct your focus, if you, you know, if you're interested in real estate and you learn this business right now, you build the relationships, you find, you know, find people with money that to align with and go do deals with. You learn how to evaluate deals. You pick a market to target and you do all this stuff. There are going to be exponential opportunities coming. It may not be this year. This is 2020. It may be 2021. It might even be 2022, but they are coming. I promise you. This feels like 2006 to me all over again. And again, don't fear it. Okay. At the end of 2008-09, I was hiding under a rock because I thought I was set for life. Otherwise, honestly, had I not done that, had I not, you know, in this case, it's do what I say, not what I did. Had I, you know, got back into the market immediately, I'd probably be on the back of my yacht right now, Bill. And you know, I've interviewed a lot of people on my podcast and many, some of the most successful, like you, have some of the most successful operators on the planet in the multifamily space. And I started to see a pattern. The guys with thousands of doors, most of them started in 9, 10, and 11. That's a clue. Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, if you're thinking about this business, learn it now. Do not wait. Okay, if you've been waiting, don't wait. Okay, it now is the time because I truly believe there are going to be exponential opportunities coming. And if you're managing your focus and you're stepping up and like I was talking about innovation a moment ago, you know, I had to innovate immediately to take my live events. I mean, which was the biggest revenue generator for my thought leadership business. Yeah, I'm still buying apartments and everything, but I also have a training business that I love and gives me joy and satisfaction. And I wasn't sure what the heck we were going to do. So, but we immediately pivoted. We threw up a website in like 3 days. We innovated. We said, what are we going to do? We're going to do it on live stream. And so I was on track to have 700 or 800 people in Orlando. We threw up a website. If you go, it's multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com. If you go to that site, you'll see me with my phone recording the video for it. I haven't updated it yet. And we pivoted, and I had 900 people participate in my live stream bootcamp in May, and I'm on track to do that again for this July event. So you know, but I innovated and I pivoted, And so if you're looking in the mirror saying, what am I going to do? Maybe your business is suffering. Maybe you're in a retail business or a service business that's really getting hammered. Yeah. You've got unemployment. You've got the stimulus checks right now, but that's going to go away. Don't wait. Pivot, innovate, reinvent yourself if you have to. Find out what it is that you might love to do and go do that. Create a side hustle if you have to. If it's multifamily real estate, I hope you'll come, join me at my next boot camp. But and they're only $97, by the way. So it's like a duh. If you're interested in this business, and I'm not selling anything. So, if you're interested, for God's sakes, come spend a couple of days with me. I promise you'll be glad you did. But the point is, regardless, if it's not and by the way, if you don't love real estate and you're kind of pushing yourself to love it because you need it for the money, I would encourage you to associate pleasure with it, and I like maybe equate it to hunting for buried treasure. But if you cannot get to a point where you love it, then for God's sakes, go do something else. Life is too short, because the only way you're going to influence people is through your passion. And the only way you're going to have that passion is if you're inspired. And the only way you're going to be inspired is if you're doing what you love. So, throw that in there.
I was real curious about that because I know you were doing the live events, and boom, it hit. I think right in the middle, like you mentioned, of a major one that you had planned. So that's awesome quickly you responded.
Yeah.
We're both in real estate, and I think that that's something to just to pause on for just a moment. Yeah, you're right. It may not be for everybody, but real estate, in these uncertain economic times, might be a good place to be. I want to just get your feedback on that.
Sure. Let's talk about what happened in 08 and 09. I mean, that was the Great Recession, right? And I had 800 houses and I had multiple apartment complexes. It was the houses that pulled me down. Okay. So here's why. And people always ask this, because let me tell you something, Bill, I was at a 30% loan to value. I only owed 30 cents on the dollar. And I still crashed and burned. And here's why. So my houses were 2 hours north and 2 hours south of me along the Gulf Coast of Florida and everywhere in between. Okay. And just logistically a mistake. And so, for example, let me give you some other, let me back up for a second. So Florida has no state income tax. So the property taxes are proportionately higher than many other places in the country. So that's number one. Number two, many of my properties were in wind and flood zones. So I had to pay for more insurance, which is, again, impacts cash flow. But the two big things were, if I send someone to one of my apartment complexes, everything's the same. The HVAC is the same. The plumbing's the same. The locks are the same. The appliances are the same. So we could stockpile parts. And if I send a maintenance guy to one of my apartment complexes, they could get in and out in an hour. Well, if I had to send someone to one of my houses that's an hour and a half away, they'd have to get there. Every house is different. They'd have to see what was wrong. Then they'd have to go find a Home Depot or a Lowe's, which could be an hour, round trip. And then I don't know if you've ever fixed anything, but you get into it and you realize you need something else. You got to go back. And so what took an hour at one of my apartment complexes takes all day at one of my houses. And that's kind of, you stack that times 800, and I had C-class houses that required a lot of maintenance, and it just was very, very it greatly impacted my ability to cash flow. And then kind of the coup de grace, as it were, was most of my residents were in retail or they were contractors. They were plumbers, electricians, drywallers, roofers, painters, in the trades, which fell off a freaking cliff in 08 and 09. And so it was just that, but what's fascinating, and the reason I started my podcast is to tell this story, is that my multifamily did just fine through the crash. If I hadn't cross collateralized it with packages of houses to get, save 50 basis points on interest rates, I'd still have those apartment buildings. And so, yes, they pulled back about 11%, but they would have easily, survived. So that's why I started my podcast, to tell people that if you're going to invest in real estate long term, for God's sakes, don't do single family, do multifamily, and or other asset classes. Like I know you're doing assisted living now, and there's some other great asset classes, storage, things like that. Of course, retail and office right now is getting their butts kicked. In fact, I've got friends that are big in the retail space, and And the number I'm hearing from all of them is that 70% of their tenants are asking for rent abatements. So, you know, but multifamily has historically proven very resilient. I mean, again, I think the national average pullback was in the 11% range in rents, you know, in collections. And so, you know, multifamily real estate, when purchased right, is a very, very safe investment. And when I tell you, again, I don't want to be redundant, but when I tell you the deals are coming, they are coming. And so, you know, in this scary time, you've got to create that burning desire for more. And, you know, Napoleon Hill talks about it in his book, Think and Grow Rich. You've got to want it. Okay. And that's why the goal setting is so important. And so again, come share it with me or come to one of my live stream events, because that's the first thing we do. And it's so important. And then, you know, if you don't mind, let me talk about a couple other things that people should be looking at right now to thrive through this process. Do you mind if I go a little deeper on some of this stuff?
No, definitely. Bill?
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. So the next thing is you've got to have positive expectation. You've got to want, so many people focus on what they don't want, or do they even connect to negativity? If someone comes up to you and ask you how you're doing, you say, oh my God, I'm amazing. It's so freaking amazing. I'm loving life. Life is fantastic. They'll step back and they're like, well, cool. He's off his meds. But if they come up and say, how you doing? You say, oh God, my back's killing me. I'm really suffering right now. And they'll be like, oh brother, come here, put their arm around you. We connect through negativity. You can't do that right now. We connect through pain and struggle. You've got to have positive expectation and optimism and not fall into that trap of connecting through negativity. And you've got to expect to win versus expect to lose, because what you expect is what you're going to get. So don't operate from fear. Don't operate from limiting beliefs. Don't minimize your expectations. Decide what it is you want and declare it, and God or the universe or whatever you believe will conspire to help you make it happen. Because when you expect amazing things, you get amazing things. So very, very important. The next thing I want to mention real quickly is many of us have fear or limiting beliefs that hold us back from taking action. You know, for me, when I immigrated, I was 6 years old, immigrated to this country, and I didn't speak English. My mom threw me into school, and I discovered what bullies were for the first time. And then my mom, bless her heart, proud Dutch woman that she is, decided it would be a good idea to send me to school in wooden shoes and those lederhosen, those Dutch, the German shorts. Oh yeah, the German shorts that they wear at Oktoberfest. Okay, and so I got my butt kicked again. And then the bullies would chase me home, and she'd chase them off with a fly swatter, and I got my butt kicked the next day. So I came up with this limiting belief that I wasn't good enough, and lots of people have these from childhood experiences, and. You know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not young enough, or I'm not smart enough, I'm not old enough, I don't have enough money. And, you know, guys, there's a reason that the acronym for belief systems is BS, because 99.9% of them are. They have no basis in fact, but because we had an emotional experience, our brain equates them as factual. So if you have one of these, what I encourage you to do, because I used to be incredibly fearful of being humiliated or rejected. And I wouldn't raise my hand in class, in school. God forbid they'd call on me. And now I speak in front of thousands of people a year, or used to.
I do it online.
I do it online. I had over 700 people the entire 2 days of my last one. But the point is I'm not afraid of it anymore, because I pulled it out. Whenever it popped up, I would pull it out and I would consciously look at it, and I'd realize, and I'd look at it with my rational mind, and I'd realize it had no basis in fact. It was BS. Anybody that would reject me just didn't know me, didn't know that I'm a lover, and I believe I have a beautiful soul. And if they rejected me, it was because of their own BS. And so you know, but it took me time to work that out. So guys, if any of you listening have this, you know, you've got to, some of this stuff pops up for you. Drag it out into the daylight when it happens consciously. That's the operative word, consciously. And don't let it pass by, and just look at it rationally, and you'll see that it's BS, so that you can deal with it. The next thing I want to talk about is you have to make a decision. And the root of the word decision in Latin means to cut off. Okay. I mean, it's done. Okay. There's no one toe back in the water. You're 100% committed. That's a decision. Okay. And I will tell you, you know, when you're committed, you're like a train on a track, you know, and there's a big difference between being interested in something and committed to something. If you're interested, you'll get knocked off track. If you're committed, you won't. You know, motivation gets you started, but commitment is what brings you home. And so you make that decision, and then you've got to take that first step. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen this like I have with my students, Bill. I mean, that first deal, it's the law of the first deal. It's the hardest one to get. It's the most stressful. It takes the longest. There's the most fear. And then once it's done, you're like, is that all there is? I see my students all the time. And then they've got 6 properties. I'm like, what happened in the last 8 months? And so, you know, like Dr. Martin Luther King said, you take that first step in faith and the rest of the staircase will be revealed. Lao Tzu, thousands of years ago, said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So that could be the most important decision of your life, is to actually take action and take that first step. Guys, life is not a dress rehearsal. We do not want any regrets. And I'm going to tell you that if you don't take action, you're going to have regrets. There was this nurse in Australia. Her name is Bronnie Ware, and she was a hospice nurse. And so she counseled, you know, people at the end of their lives, and she asked them a question. And the question was, do you have any regrets? And she wrote a book about it. It's called The 5 Regrets of Dying. You want to know what the number one regret was, Bill? It was not living up to my own expectations, living someone else's life, not doing what I know I was capable of. Guys, we don't want that. Okay, so very, very important that you take action. You don't worry about being fearful. And right now, more than ever, you direct your focus. So, so important. I can tell you, you know, if you've ever watched me speak on other podcasts, I'm on, you know, gosh, it seems like about 4 or 5 a week. And you'll see that I'm almost always in a black V-neck T-shirt, because I don't want to dilute my focus and I don't want to dilute my decision-making capabilities, because it's so easy to have decision fatigue. So I wear the same T-shirts. I've got about 50 of these black V-necks to avoid brain fatigue. And then, like many people, sometimes I'll get sucked into scrolling on social media while I'm watching a movie. But see, the bad thing with that is that it dilutes your focus. Because you're making these micro decisions every split second. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, Bill. I listen to one podcast only when I have time for, when I exercise, and it's Tim Ferriss's. And, you know, and I get excited because I'm at over 8 million downloads. Well, I think he averages that an episode. He's like, I think, 500 million downloads now. In fact, I'm certain he is. But what he does, if you haven't listened to Tim Ferriss, is he deconstructs the best performers in the world at every aspect of life, from the best actors, Arnold and Jamie Foxx, Ed Norton, I've heard, to huge business luminaries like billionaire Ray Dalio, to athletes, to you name it. Okay, the best of the best in every walk of life. And I started to see a pattern. And when I discovered this, I'm like, holy cow, they all meditate. and meditation greatly enhances focus. And so I just thought that was fascinating. So, you know, even if you just do a little bit of it, I do a little bit every morning, just for a few minutes. I just kind of focus on breathing, do a little gratitude and things like that. And I'm telling you guys, when you hear it from the best of the best in the world at what they do, you got to kind of should listen, right?
I meditate on God's word every morning, and without that, I wouldn't have anything. Definitely.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Prayer, meditation, I know it kind of falls. It's almost the same in a way, and you get clear, you connect with God, or, whatever it is that you believe, and you get that clarity, and clarity is power. And so it's so important. And again, focus is power as well. And the next thing I want to mention is you got to play to your strengths, okay? Especially in this multifamily real estate business, because it's a team sport. And it's interesting. I interviewed these kids. They're all in their 20s on my podcast. That was probably been about 60 days ago. But I think I called it, you know, rock stars in multifamily or something, or young rock stars. But anyway, they were all in their 20s. They had $70 million in assets between them, 70. And it was fascinating to find out that all three of these guys were in partnerships where one of them was analytical and the other one was outgoing. Three separate groups of two partners. And I see this all the time. I don't know if you've seen this on your show, Bill, but where you get two people and they connect like that, and they play, and they're super successful because they play to their strengths. Because if you're playing to your strengths, you're doing what you love, so you're automatically good at it. Strengths are your greatest assets. Don't try to maximize your weaknesses. And that's the beautiful thing about multifamily real estate. You can align or hire or partner for your weaknesses. And that way you're doing what you love. And I'm going to tell you, success is inevitable. Now, the most common partnership I see is an analytical person with, you know, that's introverted with an extroverted person. Like my partner, I have a partner that's a CPA. He's done $1.5 billion worth of commercial real estate. You know, I can lock him in a room with a spreadsheet and throw raw meat in once in a while, and he's happy as can be. Okay. Where me, you know, I don't love math. I can read a P&L quite well, and I know how to look for anomalies and look for things and dissect them and evaluate them, but I don't love it. Okay. And so, you know, if you're not sure what your strengths are, ask your friends. They will tell you, or what your weaknesses are. They'll definitely tell you that. Or you can do an online assessment like Myers-Briggs or a DISC profile. But it's so important to play to your strengths, because in this multifamily business, you have to influence people. And the only way you're going to influence them is if you're passionate. And again, the only way you're going to be passionate is if you love it. So, and you're only going to love it if you're doing what you're strong at. So, and just a couple quick things, a couple more quick things that are so critical. One is your peer group. Okay. And because who you hang out with is who you become. You know, you've heard you're the sum total of the five people you hang out with, but that's not just financially. That's also personally. You're going to be as happy as they are. You're going to be as healthy as they are, and you're definitely going to be as successful as they are. So choose carefully. You know, when I was losing everything in 2008, luckily I was in the Tony Robbins environment, and I was in his platinum partnership, which is super expensive. And so I was around people that were thriving through this, and they were asking me, you know, what are you doing? How are you, you know, what are you doing to survive? And so, you know, I could have easily wallowed in fear. And, you know, I built another company, a litigation support company that I sold last year. It was a $10 million business out of the ashes of all of that. And so be careful who you choose to influence you, because sometimes people will hold you back at it because of their fears, because of their limiting beliefs, maybe because they're afraid of feeling like a failure with if you're a success, or maybe they just don't want to lose you because they're not interested in what you're interested in. Just be very careful, especially if they're family. I would tell you, love them, love your family, but choose your peers, because they are, you want to see how you're going to end up. Just look at who you're hanging around with. Okay. Very important. You want to be around people that think what you think is hard is easy. So why I started my multifamily boardroom mastermind. I've got about $10 billion in assets in there now. And I want to be around people that think what I think is hard is easy. And there's guys in there with 20,000 doors. So very, very important to choose your peers carefully. And then I think the last couple things, one is tenacity. You can't give up. And right now it's so easy to, again, in fear, succumb to that and to allow it to happen. But you've got to be persistent and determined and have staying power, endurance, stubbornness to keep going even when you're tired. Because I'm going to tell you, tenacity will beat talent almost all the time. It's probably one of the most important components for success, is not giving up. In fact, I've got a sign on my desk, a metal paperweight that says, never, ever, ever, ever give up. It's a Winston Churchill quote. Because, you know, I can tell you that litigation support company I just mentioned that, you know, was a $10 million company. I almost bankrupted it in 2010. But I changed my approach and I came up with a new business model and it kicked butt. But I almost gave up and I didn't. And boom, again, it did well. So, you know, it's having courage and resolve and strength of character and strength of will, backbone, you know, toughness, just not giving up, recognizing that this business, like life, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You stay focused on the goal. Yeah. Are you going to have setbacks? Yes. Are you going to have failures? Yes. I call them seminars. You know, Bill, I don't know if you knew this. I've built 24 businesses and several have been worth tens of millions of dollars. Most have been spectacular flaming seminars. Okay. And I didn't give up. We fail our way to success, guys. Don't fear failure. If you're listening here, don't fear failure. Fear regret. I told you why. Okay, fear, regret. Problems and even failures are a gift because they're feedback. They're letting us know how not to do something. And I'm going to tell you, don't fear that. Fear being in the same place a year from now unless you absolutely freaking love where you are right now. And the last two things I'll talk about before I get off my soapbox here are gratitude and contribution. If you want anything, you have to incorporate gratitude. It's the most important emotion we have in our lives. Like when I'm sure that when you're connecting with God in the morning, Bill, you do gratitude. I know I do. And I think about the beautiful people in my life, my beautiful, amazing wife, my kids, my foundation, my coaching students. And I just do gratitude for the things that I want. Gratitude strengthens our immune system, makes our heart stronger, lowers our blood pressure, definitely brings us closer to our spirituality. And so you've got to use gratitude because it's just such a foundational resource and emotion that you need in your life. I've even got vision boards that I use when I'm manifesting what I want, and one of them is a gratitude board. And then the last thing I'll talk about is contribution. Guys, we have two hands. One hand to pull ourselves up and another hand to pull someone up underneath us. And you all know, whatever you give, you receive. Be it love. You want love? Give love. You want happiness? Give happiness. You want money? Give money or give of your time. And you get it back a thousandfold. We rise by lifting other people up. And honestly, in this universe, if something doesn't contribute, it's actually eliminated. So very, very important. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox, buddy. I kind of rambled there for a while, but thank you for giving me that leeway.
No, that's exactly what I wanted. I mean, I'll tell you, there's so much bad news out there. I mean, you talked about it at the beginning.
Right.
You're right. I mean, you don't have to even turn on the news. You know, you just walk down the street sometimes and you see things that just break your heart. And I think what we need is that kind of encouragement right now. There's just a lot of folks that I think that they're scared. You know, there are people that were locked inside, and there were some that took that and turned it into something wonderful. You know, they spent time with family that they'd maybe been too busy to be with, and they found some great things about that. But then there were others that just sat there glued to the news.
Right, to the news. And we started taking walks. Tiffy and I, my wife, started taking walks, and we connected with people we'd never met before. And we're still doing it because it's so beautiful. And it was beautiful for us. We became closer together. And so there's a silver lining in everything. And I mean, my silver lining for losing $50 million in 2008 was I never would have met my wife if it hadn't happened. I'd give it all up again for her. So there's always, you know, life is about meaning. It's the meaning we place on the things that happen to us. And it can be a positive or a negative meaning. In fact, two people can have the exact same experience and put entirely different meanings on it. So, you know, just be aware of that and recognize that anytime you have a setback or a failure or a speed bump in the road, look at it from every angle and maybe ask yourself, what else could this mean? And look for alternative messages. Because there's a silver lining in everything.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think we learned a lot about just walking around in a culture that's just got masks on. You know, that alone is frightening.
Right.
You know, because you realize how much you miss a smile, but you learn to smile with your eyes. You know, and you also learn to be able to try to get that eye contact, because people, when they have the mask on, I notice they don't even want to look at anybody else because. They can't talk to them, or they can't, you know, whatever it is. And I think it's like you said, it's like re-engineering, you know, find another way to work within the confines.
And there is another way. Yeah.
Right. So, man.
There are always other options, guys. There are always other options. Just keep that in mind. Don't ever think you don't have options, because they're always there. So anyway. Yeah.
Well, I love it. I love your story of how you pulled up in the midst of, the great loss in 2008, and how you've turned things around. And not only that, but you're using the same principles you used, to help, turn things around today, as you're facing different challenges with your live events going off. And I'm sure, you're encountering probably a lot of negativity around you as well. It's just anyone that interacts with people, it just seems to be like, some of the first words out of some people's mouths, and you just have to really guard yourself against that. But I think your message is really timely. It's exactly what folks need. need to hear. And I think that they need to be encouraged. They need to know that, hey, you know, this is these things too will pass, you know, and there will be even greater things ahead. And, you know, but you've got to believe that and not
you got to stay focused on the positive. Stay focused on the positive, Bill. That's the key thing here. And by the way, let me mention this. If you guys are interested in my goal setting guide, text 2020 goals to 41411, 2020 goals to 41411. And it's a free and you'll get a lot of value. And if you want to be guided through the process, like I said, go to my Rod Cleef official page and I'll guide you through it, because you got to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because again, what you focus, I'll give you a great example of this. I use this all the time. So if I said it already, forgive me, but they asked Mother Teresa if she was anti-war. And she said, no, I'm pro-peace.
Mm.
See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm talking about. So you've got to get aligned with what you want. So again, text 2020 goals to 41411. And I'll get you that guide. That'll help you really get cued in on it.
Ah, that's great, Rod. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are listening too that you know, they're just want to find out, you know, how to find out more about your programs and everything. I know you kind of touched on it.
Sure.
What's the URL? You know, how do people connect?
If they want to do my boot camp, it's go to multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com, multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com. And I do these 2-day events. I don't sell anything. They're $97. They're kind of like a no-brainer. So you know, check those out. Check that out. If you want to just get a ton of free resources, you can go to my website. It's rodcleef.com. My name's a little unusual. It's spelled KHLEIFrank.com, rodcleef.com. And you know, check out my podcast. If you put in real estate on iTunes, I usually come up number one or two with Bigger Pockets. It's called Lifetime Cash Flow Through Real Estate Investing, and I love doing it. And you know, I think you'll love the motivational clips I do every week. I've done hundreds of them now, and people really like them. So thanks for having me on, brother. It's great to connect with you again, and hopefully we can connect in person when the world opens up again.
Oh, you bet. And gosh, again, thanks. Thanks for being on. But, you know, you got to remember the tradition. I know it's been 4 years, but, you know, there's a certain way you got to close out the show. Do you remember?
I forgot. I don't
We're called the Old Dogs, you know, Old Dogs. And we always have our guests close us out with an old dog howl. Okay. You think you can do that?
Oh, I forgot about it.
You had a great howl 4 years ago. Come on. You got to beat it.
That's the best. That's all I got. That's all I got right there, man. That was
all
it.
Right. Well, thanks so
all right,
much,
man.
Rod.
Well, thanks. Take care, buddy.
Really appreciate
good to
it.
See
and, yeah, same here.
All right,
and
I
just want to thank all our old dog listeners out there, too, for joining us. I know there's a lot of other things you could be doing right now, but the fact that you've taken the time to join us means a lot, and we really appreciate it. And please note, everything Rod talked about today, it's going to be outlined in detail in our show notes, as well as the links to his website and you know, the other information that he presented today, and getting that goal planning thing as well. So make sure you go to olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You type in Rod Cleef and you'll find the episodes. And that's it for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.